Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I need something that's just bizarre and a person that's completely out of touch with reality and it gets them in trouble.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really, really well. We moved on from our last True Crime to Go about Cheetos, and I don't know. Cheetos is a gateway drug to something a little harder today.
Today we're going to be talking about meth.
Yeah. You know,
while I do love some Cheetos, even the spicy ones, never tried and have zero plans on trying meth.
It's probably good. I hear it's not great for you, and that's not only part of the charges here today, but it's what gets our perpetrator in trouble.
So if you listen to Bless Their Hearts, you know that we are from the South, and we have like, what's it called? A colloquialism?
Yeah, that was good.
So have you ever met anyone who was just a few French fries short of a Happy Meal?
Yeah.
Who wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer?
Yeah.
Do you have any other colloquialisms?
Not the brightest crayon in the box.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I want to introduce you to someone who would definitely fit all of the above categories. And her name is Sarah Harris. And this woman calls 911. So I wish that we had the audio, but she's calling to report her drug dealer. Jamie, I'm not telling you she's calling to report that there is a drug dealer. She's reporting her drug dealer because she was sold a bad batch of meth.
Wow.
So she's like, I've got to get, you know, this is unjustified. I've got to get justice here. I've paid good money for bad meth.
Yeah, this is certainly a unique type of story. It all started in January when Sarah decided to snitch on her drug dealer after she felt she was sold some faulty methamphetamine, which is, we mentioned being from the South. In southeastern Kentucky, it's certainly an epidemic, not only there, but that's where I'm from. So I know a lot of people who have gone through this. Now, most people in that situation, if you get sold some bad drugs, you kind of cut your losses and maybe find a new dealer because you know that you can't complain too much about it without getting caught. But Sarah decided that she was going to seek justice. She called 911 not once, but twice to report that her dealer wasn't getting her as high as she expected it to. It was high enough to call 911, though.
Yeah, dude. And maybe that was just an average thing for her and she wasn't high. But so this was in Bedford, Indiana, and she actually, you know, opened the door to police and then handed them her bag of meth so that they could test it and confirm that it was actually meth. And on the arrest affidavit, she explained that after she snorted the line of meth, she felt something was off. It wasn't the usual high that she was used to, but rather she said that she felt like she was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
But she wasn't calling for an ambulance. She wanted this drug dealer to get what was coming to him.
And then she asked police for them to test it because she wanted to show that it wasn't real meth because it didn't get her high. And this is a quote from her. She compared it to a bowl of normal meth that she had previously smoked with a friend that got her really high, but this batch did not seem like the same thing. It's almost like she was expecting a refund or the Better Business Bureau to crack down on this dealer. She told the officer straight up she wanted to turn this drug dealer in, the one who provided her with bad meth, thinking somehow that was going to work out in her favor.
Of course, instead of getting a, you know, conviction of the drug dealer, Sarah Harris found herself in handcuffs and she was charged with possession of methamphetamine, which was a felony and can land her up to 30 months in prison. There'll be lots of time to find a new drug dealer in that span of time.
It's probably a good place to find one, unfortunately.
And of course, this brutal honesty that she had with the police didn't turn out quite like she hoped.
It wasn't Sarah's first run-in with the law. She had a history with the police, prior convictions for theft, other meth possession convictions, criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. She's no stranger to being in trouble, but this incident definitely stands out from the rest.
And you know, I would like to tell you this is the first time I've ever heard of anything so absurd. But, dude, when I watch, like, live PD with my daughter, this stuff happens regularly. But most of the time it's not really for, like, a bad batch of meth. But, hey, I gave this guy $20 for a bag of marijuana, and he never gave it to me. So they call the police for theft, but you were trying to buy drugs.
Yeah.
So it usually doesn't work out well.
Well, think about it. If you buy a bag of, let's say, mulch for your landscaping and it turns out to be bad, are you calling the police? Are you calling 911?
No, I'm going to call Lowe's and give them down the road.
Yeah. So why are we even contacting the police for these issues?
Well, there's not really a customer service for most drug dealers.
I mean, maybe there should be.
Yeah. Could you imagine calling your drug dealer and like, press 1 for Richie, press 2 if you have a complaint.
Press 3 for the good stuff. Yeah, yeah, I guess you're right, but still, calling the police seems like an easy no, but here we have Sarah Harris, who thought it was the good idea to call police at the time and ended up in prison for it.
I wonder if there is like a really just deep underground drug ring that is very professional, and they have a customer support line. Like, if you feel like our meth wasn't up to our standard, we will make it right.
They have actual policies. Yeah. I think Walter White guaranteed the quality of his meth in Breaking Bad.
That's the standard.
That is him and Gus from the Chicken Man.
Yep.
That was good. All right. There you go. That's a meth story for you in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.